The Colorado movie theater massacre cast a dark shadow over the entire weekend. But despite that tragedy, moviegoers did flock to see The Dark Knight Rises. The film grossed $161 million over its first weekend, the biggest opening ever for a 2D movie. Distributors withheld their weekend revenue reports until yesterday out of respect for the victims and their families.
But after tragedies, we return and go on living our lives. Last weekend, moviegoers took a cue from the Batman movie's Harvey Dent.
The night is darkest just before the dawn. And I promise you, the dawn is coming.
And WTOP film critic Jason Fraley says the Uptown Theater, the crowd outside, formed a literal blockbuster down Connecticut Avenue Saturday night. A sold-out crowd enjoying the shared experience of escape.
If the Dark Knight was the darkest night, The Dark Knight Rises is the dawn. Director Christopher Nolan uses the final installment to answer questions from the previous two, so I highly recommend rewatching them to brush up on Ra's al Ghul and the League of Shadows. This will come in handy in The Dark Knight Rises, where Batman is pulled out of retirement by Anne Hathaway's sexy Catwoman and Tom Hardy's backbreaking Bane. Republicans will tie the evil forces to occupy Wall Street, while Democrats hope Bane will remind viewers of Mitt Romney's Bane capital.
Storm coming, Mr. Wayne. When it hits, you're all gonna wonder how you ever thought you could live so large and leave so little for the rest of us.
Gotham might as well be New York, Rome, or Constantinople. Empires on the brink of self-destruction. If The Dark Knight was a four-star action masterpiece, The Dark Knight Rises is just a cut below. But at nearly 3 hours, it allows itself the time to wrap up the series properly. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving The Dark Knight Rises 3.5 out of 4 stars.
And Jason echoes the sentiment of director Christopher Nolan and his quote, "I believe movies are one of the great American art forms, and the shared experience of watching a story unfold on the screen is an important and joyful pastime. The movie theater is my home, and the idea that someone would violate that innocent and hopeful place in such an unbearably savage way is devastating to me. Nothing any of us can say could ever adequately express our feelings for the innocent victims of this appalling crime, but our thoughts are with them and their families." That quote from The Dark Knight Rises director Christopher Nolan.
And I think all of our thoughts are with the victims as well.